The Arboretum Freedom Foundation was never a typical support group. I think so much of it goes back to the way Donald Graham had his own vision. I understand that it was seeing some of the British gardens after World War I. And so actually, I think it was, he did recruit friends, and I think he did have his own vision. And I think he sort of clung to that, and so that I think as time went on, he never thought of having formed a subsidiary organization. I think he always felt that it was a policy group. And actually, you know, we had our 50th anniversary when I was president. So I went back through 50 years worth of bulletins, which was very interesting because in the early days it was truly a record. Brian Mulligan or whoever was the director would tell what plants he planted and where, and they'd have the financial reports. And it was clear that the Arboretum would not have survived if it hadn't been for the foundation. There were some rough years there when funding was cut to almost nothing. And the foundation was essentially hiring director and paying for him for a brief while there. So that actually I think this caused a lot of the tension and misunderstandings later on, because that isn't the way most support organizations function. And I think at the time that the famous split occurred, that was roughly about the time that the Fraser-Tolmie bequest came to the foundation. It was unexpected, very large sum. And I think at that time it crystallized the differences in policy. I think Donald Graham had clung to his dream of the floral hall and the complete arboretum that he envisioned. And I think there were those who felt, you know, this is manna from heaven. We've gotten this incredible sum. And there's all these things that need to be done. So you had some very strong-willed visionaries with different visions. And yet they were on a collision course. Now, I came on the scene right after this. But later, when I worked with the Ptolemy Bequest, I realized that this had to be have crystallized some feelings and opinions. And, you know, in those years, the foundation was not doing much active fundraising itself. Mm. The unit council was the fundraising branch, and they were making, really, with their bulb sales and plant sales, making quite substantial amounts. They also felt that they needed to designate this because volunteers like to know what they're raising money for. And, of course, the ideal thing for any group is that if the support group is going to just hand you the money for general funds. But that didn't cause any difficulties until later when they were trying to organize a larger entity with the CUH and with the foundation. And then it became a little more of an issue because things were a lot more complex. When it was a matter of just working with the director of the Arboretum, then you could go to him and say, you know, what do you really need now? What can we raise money for? And everybody was very happy with that.